While the Concerned Africans Forum, or CAF, has spoken out against the shameful assassination of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh by Israeli forces in Jenin in the occupied West Bank in Palestine, followed by the invasion of the bereaved family, CAF says the sadistic forms of violence meted out against mourners are a traumatic reminder for South Africans of the horrors of apartheid brutality. And this afternoon, we speak to CAF's Dr. Issoud Pahad. Dr. Pahad, salamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Malikum salam and thank you.
Well, looking at the eyewitness accounts, Dr. Pahad, is there any chance that Shireen Abu Akleh's death could be seen as an accident?
Oh, no. I think it was a wanton killing, and the Israeli security forces, whoever opened fire, did it deliberately, aiming to kill her. There's no mistake in that.
It's
a reminder to us of the brutality of this Israeli apartheid regime, the brutality it inflicts upon the Palestinians.
Absolutely. Is this another attempt now by Israel to silence dissent amongst those who speak out for the Palestinian people? I think one of the officials actually said she wasn't armed, but she was armed with a camera.
Yeah, exactly. But you see, the problem is that our major media, certainly in our country, and then in the rest of the Western world, they're playing down this, except for Al Jazeera, which, because she worked for Al Jazeera. Even the other major international media houses hardly covered the funeral and have not condemned this. If it had happened now, say, in Russia, it would have been number one news everywhere, including on our own news stations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's disgraceful in the way these international media houses have been responding. And I must say, including ours, even our national broadcaster, the SABC, it is disgraceful in the way they've ignored this murder of Shireen Abu Akleh.
Israel,
I was just saying, I'm glad you people are taking it up, but we need to intensify our solidarity with the Palestinians at all costs.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at the fact that, you know, you've been around for apartheid and I've been around during apartheid, and when you look at the methods being used by the Israeli occupiers, you see the exact methods that the South African apartheid regime used. To quell South Africans of color.
Yes, well, that's what we said in the CAF statement too, that it's reminiscent of the way the South African apartheid security forces responded to the many, many funerals that took place in our country in the 80s. And the world at that time was not silent. But because of the power that the Israeli lobby has in the world, and because the United States and that are so supportive of Israel, this death of the journalists, and by the way, since 2000, more than 45 journalists have been killed.
Yes.
Palestinian journalists have been killed by Israel. Now, anywhere else in the world that would have happened, there would have been round, strong condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Israel is not, and so therefore we are saying that we must intensify our solidarity with the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm. Is there more that the South African, you know, the African Union and leading South African organizations and political parties can do to actually end these injustices that are suffered by the people of Palestine? I mean, we saw how people reacted, and you just alluded to that as well, when South Africa was under apartheid.
Well, yes, of course, and it seems to me that what must happen is that the progressive political parties, especially the African National Congress, should be in the forefront of mobilizing against Israel. The ANC has wonderful resolutions, and it, at its coming conference in December, it will once again pass very good resolutions supporting the struggle of the Palestinians. But as we said in our CAF statement, that we need a much more broader mobilization of people in South Africa. And this must include all civil society organizations. There are a number of different organizations who express solidarity with Palestine and have been set up specifically to demonstrate solidarity with Palestine. Unfortunately, of course, they tend to be sometimes disunited, but now is the time for everybody to get united around rallying support for the Palestinians. And I think we must, and I hope Radio Islam does, you see, what we must do is we must always call that wall in separating Israel from Palestine the apartheid wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it is. When there was a war that separated Berlin from East Berlin, from West Berlin, every day the Western media used to go on about the wall, the wall, the wall. But when it comes to the apartheid wall in Israel, nobody talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a real apartheid wall.
Yeah.
Secondly, what we need to do is to see, and this is what we said in the CAF statement, that we really, really need to mobilize across the country, but also in the African continent, to gather support for the Palestinians. And look, it's much more needed now. How many Arab countries are having good relations with Israel? How many African countries have started good relations with Israel? All of them under pressure from the United States of America. So we also need to understand the South Africans. Where does the United States stand when it comes to one of the most important struggles for national liberation that's taking place in the world today?
Mm-hmm.
So every day they talk about Ukraine. Well, they're going to take Russia to the International Criminal Court, but when it comes to Israel, oh no, there's support for Israel. There's support for ethnic cleansing carried out by Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So I
the
think
double
that,
standard.
Yes, double standards or triple standards. And so what people of Southern, what that's what we're calling on people to band together, to come together, and we then must also put pressure on the different media houses to report more accurately and more prominently what's going on in Israel
and
the Palestinian territories.
Mm-hmm. Shukran for your time, much appreciated, and I'm sure that many South Africans listening to you right now probably do agree with you, and we do need to come together
and
be more united.
Let me just say that we also call for support. We started an organization called the Palestine Defense Fund in solidarity with Palestinian political prisoners. And so, and Naeem Jinnah, I'm going to ask Naeem Jinnah to phone you people so you interview him. He's the CEO of our organization. It's very, very important that we mobilize support for Palestinian political prisoners. So if you don't mind, I'm going to get Naeem to phone you, and you people can interview him about our organization.
All right. I'll contact you a little later with regards to that, Dr. Fahad.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Salaam alaikum. And that was Dr. Issa Fahad talking to us with regards to what is happening in Palestine. He is from the Concerned Africans Forum, and they have sent out a press release talking about the despicable attack on freedom as well as the murder of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh.